AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. JBS, the world's largest meat processing company, says it is getting back online after production around the world was disrupted by a cyber attack.
First it was oil, now it's agriculture. What's next?
Joan Rushkamp is a feedlot operator in Nebraska. She says consumers could feel the impact of the cyber attack in a hurry.
In Grand Island alone, that's 5,000 head each day. And the stores, the restaurants that they supply, that's their supplier.
JBS says a majority of its plants should be operating today. There was a similar cyber attack just a few weeks ago that targeted a fuel pipeline in the U.S. Body camera video was released from the deadly shooting last week at a rail yard in San Jose, California. It shows the gunman shot himself twice in the head as sheriff's deputies raced into the building. The gunman died. 9 others were killed in San Jose. President Biden marked the Tulsa race massacre in an emotional speech. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
This was not a riot. This was a massacre.
100 years later, an American president finally spoke to the horror of the Tulsa massacre that saw the thriving Greenwood District, also known as the Black Wall Street, destroyed.
The mob terrorized Greenwood, torches and guns, shooting at will.
On May 31st and June 1st, 1921, a white mob swarmed, looted, and burned Tulsa's Greenwood District. As many as 300 black Tulsans were killed. Afterwards, thousands of survivors were for a time forced into internment camps. In his remarks, Biden said the nation must come to grips with the following sin of denial.
For a long time, schools in Tulsa didn't even teach it, let alone schools elsewhere.
I'm Mike Gracia.
State media says the largest ship in Iran's Navy caught fire in the Gulf of Oman, forcing sailors to evacuate. This is AP News. The Phoenix Suns are one win away from sending the defending champion Los Angeles Lakers home. The final in Game 5 in Phoenix, 115-85. Devin Booker led the Suns with 30 points.
There's nobody that's scared of the moment. You know, there's nobody that hasn't prepared for this moment. You know, this isn't new. This is how we've been playing for most of the season. We've had ups and downs, but you know, we're a confident team.
The Suns could become the first team in 15 tries to send LeBron James home after the first round of the playoffs.
Shoot all the bullets you got and throw the gun too. So, you know, I look forward to the, you know, to the environment. Obviously, our Laker faithful are going to give us a lot of energy. And I look forward to the moment. I look forward to the challenge.
The Lakers were without an injured Anthony Davis. Game 6 is tomorrow night in Los Angeles. In the Eastern Conference, the Brooklyn Nets eliminated the Boston Celtics with a victory in Game 5 of their series, 123-109. Ed Donahue, AP News.